Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us on the line is Chifiwe Chibengwa. Very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning to you. Good morning to your listeners. I'm doing, you know, well under the circumstances this morning.
Yeah, exactly right. And, of course, you are the CEO of the Tourism Business Council of South Africa. Not an easy time at all in, well, not in anyone's world, but tourism in particular.
Absolutely. It's not an easy time at the moment. We all are aware that, you know, the COVID-19 situation has devastated the tourism industry, at a point where, you know, you now have in a region of 1.2 million people that are not working. And this month marks the month where, you know, the employees will not even have the relief from UIF because the UIF TS program has finished. Business exception insurance is not paying out. They are busy going back and forth and they're being dishonest. So it's a tough time for us, and it is one of those times where, you know, we need to, you know, take necessary action to get back to work.
So you've presented a plan to government for trying to get the tourism industry back on its feet. Tell us what this entails.
Look, we presented a plan to various, you know, government, of course, the Minister of Tourism and, you know, other ministers as well, through various platforms. We subsequently went and presented to the president to say, number one, we need to, you know, allow people, you know, to travel, you know, domestically, meaning that people should be able to travel within their own province and stay at an accommodation of their choice within their own province. And when we presented these plans, and I just want to go back a little bit, we presented them together with this set of protocols that we've put together for the industry. And when we did this protocol, we were not prompted by government to do the protocols. We felt it as an industry to develop, we felt it necessary to develop these protocols. And we said, well, let's first start, let's open up domestic travel. Let's make sure that people can be able to move, even if it's within their province, but at least let people stay with, you know, at an accommodation of their choice. We can then deal with interprovincial travel, which we believe that we can do it safely. We believe that we should have been doing interprovincial travel now, and we can do it safely because we already do it for business and essential travel in any case.
Exactly. That's what I haven't really understood. And in fact, it really makes no sense. So many people that I speak to, myself included, feel, you know, you just want to get away. You want to go to a place. You don't necessarily need to go and stay in a hotel, but you know, a chalet that where you can be with your family out somewhere where we get a little bit of a taste of the open, you know, the open air again, instead of sort of being in our houses.
And also,
what's wrong with that? You know, why would that be a problem?
And I'm just curious to know, with the ban on, with the curfew actually, what kind of position that does that put you in, the curfew that has been imposed?
Yeah, it also adds to the whole
problem.
Yes. So look, you know, there is absolutely nothing wrong with anyone, you know, going and staying at a accommodation of their choice. Like you said, be a chalet, be a self-catering,
yeah,
or fully catered.
Yeah.
We believe that people can do so safely because people are already going to supermarkets. People are already going to malls. They're already going to religious gatherings. They're already going to parks. They're allowed to go to the parks with their own family and walk in the park or hike. I don't understand what is it that makes staying at an accommodation so dangerous than any of these other activities. And it's something that we obviously need to examine, you know, deeper and exercise our options, because there's no other way around it, because it just doesn't make much sense.
Absolutely.
To us as an operators within the industry. There are certain sectors that are allowed to carry certain capacities and so forth and so on. We have vehicles.
He's not by any chance referring to the taxi industry, but you can keep a window open. Yes. So can't you just open hotels and have a window open in the lobby?
Kudos to them for getting through government. And maybe we need to take some lessons from, you know, the way they've done, you know, things that, you know, what they've presented. And for us, it's kudos. You know, we believe that, you know, they did what they did. They got what they got. And we believe we have vehicles as well. We've got buses that are tour buses. We've got taxis. We've got so many vehicles that are around. You know, safari vehicles. You're not allowed to carry one person on a safari vehicle, but you're, you know, you're allowed to carry, you know, 70% and cross provincial, you know, borders. So we need to examine all these things because we believe that we should be able to operate. If someone can stay in a hotel for business purpose, surely someone can stay at the same hotel for leisure purpose or personal reason. And they should be able to do so safely. And when I say personal reasons, you know, what happens? You know, I live in Gauteng, but I'm from Limpopo.
Right.
So I'm not allowed to see my family that's around Gauteng because I'm not allowed to visit family. So for some reason, if I need, I cannot go home or I've got problems at home. So where do I go? I'm not allowed to see my family here. I'm not allowed to cross the border and go to see my parents in Limpopo. Where do I go? I can't check into a hotel for personal reason. It definitely don't make any sense. And it needs to be challenged, in appropriate places.
Yeah. Are government responsive at all? I mean, are they getting together with you? Are they engaging, to try and help find solutions?
Look, we have spoken, you know, to government. I believe that we've done enough presentations, we've given them enough information, for them to be able to see, you know, where the industry is going. We've given them protocols, which we are using at the moment. We've given them everything. So if we have given government everything and we've motivated, you know, in many ways, I don't think that we have talked enough. Perhaps we need to use another channel to talk to government, other than doing the presentation and showing them, you know, how things can be done safely. So it is something that, like I said, you know, we are consulting. We will know which way we will go, you know, before the end of the weekend, and then we will take necessary steps.
And you represent the tourism industry. So you're gathering this information from everybody who's a participant in the sector.
No, absolutely. We represent the full value chain of the tourism industry.
Right.
From airlines, being international airlines, domestic airlines, to car rentals, to companies that operate within the airports, to tour operators, to travel agents, all the way down to conference centers, hotels, bed and breakfast, the list goes on. We represent the majority of people that operate within the industry, including game lodges, within our space and game reserves. So, you know, we have collected enough information to really start to look at, you know, why are we being treated so different to other industries?
100%. And especially in South Africa, being such an important industry. That is where we have to leave it. Chifiwe Chibangwa, thank you for taking the time to speak to us on the Morning Mayhem. And I just wish you all of the luck in getting this right.